prayer. And August 5th, I was in Kochi Prefecture, and it was raining, and the ground was slippery, and I fell, and I broke the neck of the thigh bone, and I was hospitalized in the Nisseki hospital. One thing is that I was in Kochi Prefecture. I couldn't connect with you. And thank you for your prayer. And 1 month passed, and I was hospitalized in the hospital in Nerima. And I couldn't get off my bed in this Nerima hospital. I couldn't move. I was planning to come and give a message as soon as I came to Tokyo. But the first generation is being used, but the word was given that second and third generation would be used by God. And the second generation Christians are becoming independent. And it's God's will. And I feel that it's God's will. And another thing is that the senior pastoring of the Lord and as I look at the blog, my name never appears in the blog. My name does not appear in the blog, and I think it is good. Because it's the pastoring, senior pastoring of the Lord is actually working. And I think it's within the will of God. I couldn't move at all in the hospital. There was a strange thing that happened. I went to the Nerima hospital in Nerima. I couldn't move. I can't move. And I watched TV. Usually I don't watch TV. But TV is beside the bed. So I cannot see. I don't watch TV. But in the rugby, and the Japanese team beat the opponent. I switched on the TV, and when the rugby game was being broadcast, and the Japanese team And I saw just that player was running with the ball. And I thought, I think this was not, and the Lord spoke to me through that. And the development will happen after this. Suddenly, I was able to go out of the hospital. The Nagasaki teams were completed. Today is the last service of this year. I have no I didn't think about it beforehand, but God's plan is being fulfilled. The Lord, God's work is never in vain. I felt the bad timing of my hospitalization. Why is it bad timing? I did the seminar on the evil spirits, and it was the next week, and the following week I was hospitalized. So somebody might say that it was the attack of the Satan. But if you think that way, it's not correct. It's a mistake. Because Satan is already beaten. If you look at Job, he cannot move only within the permission of God. So this thing actually happened right after the seminar on the evil spirits. So I was not happy with that. Because evil spirits, they are powerless. They are powerless. So it's a mistake. Because many people will be afraid of the evil spirits which have no power. Another thing is that
timing
last August, I was hospitalized with prostate problem. And I was hospitalized. And next, I was hospitalized because of the infection. In August and September, I was hospitalized. And in November, I had an operation of and this time I fell down and I broke my leg and hospitalized. So I made the record. I hospitalized 4 times in a year. In 1 year. Many people may think that he's doing bad things. And I heard that there are some people criticizing me. Many Christians in Christian churches think that kind of mindset. We will not be beaten by the Satan and the evil spirits. For example, Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers and was sold. And he was put into jail. It is not the judgment. It is the work of the Lord. Many problems happened, but it was not the judgment of God. God taught Joseph the greatness of God's plan. Therefore, there's a special significance in all that. Many people may think that way. The bad things happened to him, so he must have committed sins. Because if you repent your sins, if you haven't repented, it's not the same. But if you repented, if you somebody says that my repentance is weak and he's beating himself. If you confess your sins, your sins are forgiven. And if your sins are forgiven, you are made righteous. I will not be judged, or I will not be because my sins are forgiven. I truly believe the cross of Jesus. So I'm completely forgiven. I'm righteous. I'm justified. There will be no judgment upon my sins. And the same thing can be said to each one of you. If you confess to your sins and repented your sins, you are made righteous, justified. So you will. Then what about the case of Job and Joseph? That's a type. I will not be judged. My mother-in-law have been hospitalized. It is not the result of the sin, because we are forgiven, our sins are all forgiven all. And there is a work of the Lord behind all these things. God's works of blessings. Because we are forgiven, there is God's work in all that. But some Christians don't think that way. He looks at himself that way too. You are forgiven, but not only that, you are justified. Receiving blessings from God. Joseph didn't see the judgment in the hardships. It's not the judgment, but God's glory. Because he believed Jesus. Because he believed Jesus and the cross of Jesus. You may be in various problems. Some may be thinking that he's worrying about and he's imperfect Christian. But that is not the point. The problem is that you don't believe that you are completely forgiven, completely blessed. If your belief in the cross is imperfect, that's the problem. God will reveal wonderful blessings and grace. So please remember that. And at the same time, the forgiveness of God is a justification. So we are justified. We are righteous. and the grace and blessings for those who have never committed any sin will be revealed. But before that blessings, you need to take a response. As you look at the Bible, there is a difference between those who have taken a step and those who haven't taken a step. You have to exercise your faith. Stand firmly in the words of God and go forward. And this is one important point. Starting from easy things. There was a prayer department in the church, and they gave testimonies. And I received the cooler as an answer to my prayer, and I received two or three coolers and air conditioner. So I said, our prayer department is not for praying for the refrigerators and the air conditioners. Of course, you can pray by yourselves, but not. So I said, it's a problem. If you pray for your own refrigerators and air conditioners in the public prayer meeting of the church. Many fridges came. And there's a difference. Why there is a difference? They exercised their faith. They exercised their faith. One thing I'm discouraged is I like the buffet style of lunch, but
それが何かいいのかというのは、値段よりね、いくらオーバーにクエラが使ってるか。それがね、 私はね、いくらオーバーしたかを興味持っていますね。俺もとは何かいろんなことにそんな興味があるわけじゃないな。あんなくだらないことに、私は使ってるわけじゃないな。私の心を使ってるのは、いくらオーバーしてるの。
So there's a difference. If you exercise your faith, you receive. If you don't exercise your faith, it doesn't happen. So exercising is a very important point. And another thing is that there are many people who retreat. I committed a sin and I didn't do well, and they committed a sin and they retreat. I am such a sinner. So look at the Bible. Vessels of God, they are sinful, they are sinners. When I look at the Bible, I thought so. They are sinners. David, King David, and Abraham. Why they are, even though they were sinners, they were blessed. Another thing is that they were used by God. Barnabas and Paul, they argued with each other because of John Mark. Went home in the middle of the mission teams. Barnabas. I have to apologize to you. Not to you, but Richard Wombran. I have to apologize for him, to him. I met Mr. Wombran, and I said, I want to
ちょっとちゃんと感謝すればなかなか言わないんですよ。こういうふうに思ったんですけど、
So I apologized to God about Mr. Wombran. When you look at yourself, when you look at the sin, your sins, many people think that he's not worthy. We are worthy and we know it from the beginning. We are not worthy to be used to be a vessel of God. Because we are sinners. We are not worthy to come before the Lord. In becoming a vessel of God, I'm not worthy. We are not worthy. But if you grasp that truth, that fact, if we repent, God gave us repentant. I'm worthy to become a vessel of God because I'm forgiven by the cross of Jesus. If you repent by the cross of Jesus, he's worthy to become the vessel of God. If you think we are made justice. We are made righteous. We are justified. We are worthy. Nobody is as worthy as me, as I. If you believe in the cross of Jesus, but you think that you are not worthy, I'm not. Couldn't stand before God. By the cross of Jesus we change. By the cross of Jesus we change. If you And we are chosen by God. And by believing. And it is the starting point of our walk. I praise God. God says the word of God, hundredfold, 60, some 60, some 30. If we take a step of faith, response of faith. What does it? How do I do it? First John chapter 1 verse 9 says, "If we repent our sins, confess our sins will be forgiven." If I, when I have repented, there's nothing that, nothing simple in me. I'm obeying God, everything turns to my good. Because God has forgiven, whether we stand it or not, that is the problem. If we look at our own sins, if we believe the cross of Jesus, nobody is worthy than us, than we. I'm going to pray. Please touch each one of us on somebody's confession. He's doing unbelief, confession, negative confession. He's making negative confession, and it's against God's will. Do the confession according to God's will. Somebody, God told somebody to do something and he's not doing it. I'm going to pray for the sick. Please pray the prayer of repentance. Dear Heavenly Father, please work in each one of us. Give us healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I command you to command the spirit of disease, you go away. In the name of Jesus, I command each one of body and mind be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Somebody's ear, he has a pain in the ear. It's being healed. Somebody is confused in the faith. He's looking at something spiritual. When you do what you should do, please, Lord, touch each one of us. In the name of Jesus, proclaim health in the name of Jesus. Somebody's headache has been healed. Someone has a Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.